In little more than 5 weeks, this Daily Mail article that I'm now paraphrasing, this 3 mile length of road cutting through the scenic borderlands of the northwest England, has smashed the British record for speed camera victims. Yes, that's right. Oh, by the way, speed camera victims means motorists caught speeding. An astonishing 5,569 motorists have been caught breaking the 50-mile-an-hour speed limit by the fixed cameras at the roadworks at a junction, of the M6 near Carlisle. Nigel Humphreys of the Association of British Drivers, which is one of those hilariously titled organisations like the Taxpayers Alliance, who don't the Taxpayers Alliance don't. You think it's like a union for all taxpayers. No, they're people who pay tax and then complain insanely that tax isn't spent exactly how they want it, and their defence for complaining in such a manner. And by the way, if you don't expect help, you can't complain. That's how complaining semantically works. For example, if you're complaining and someone's standing near you is, for example, if I was with a woman and she was complaining about not getting any, I'd have to say, I'm sorry, you cannot complain here. I haven't got fucked in 6 months, I need to complain, look at my mouth, it's complain, no, I like cock, thank you, I cannot help you, therefore you aren't allowed to complain. And then I point to a sign that says, no complaining except buses. An astonishing 5,569 motorists, all right? Nigel Humphreys of the Association of British Drivers said, this had to be the worst case we have heard of. There is a bad one on the M11, but it is nothing like this. This is appalling, and the speed cameras must have been sighted wrongly to have clocked so many speeding drivers. Or they've been sighted, and they happen to clock 5,569 motorists speeding in little more than 5 weeks. Thank you, the Daily Mail, for pointing out how ignorant and naive you are, you wankers.